In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. Today our church gives us a message to prepare us for the holy 55 days. The 55 days of Lent. And I know each and every one of you are thinking, slow down. Slow down. I don't want to hear about Lent right now. Let's talk about some food for now until midnight, and then we'll think about Lent. But that is what Christ wanted to tell us. Christ is inviting us to a blessed season. He's giving us a warm, loving message, but he's giving it to us with somewhat of a warning. The first words of today's gospel and of the gospel of Vespers are, take heed. Take heed, be watchful, be careful. Beware of the sin that can tear you limb from limb. It's that sin of seeking the self, self-glorification. It's seeking what people think about me, and if everyone notices what type of person I am, everybody should know that I fast. Everybody should know that I'm a generous person. Everybody should know that I'm a man or a woman of God. And our eyes are always looking elsewhere. Our eyes are always seeking the glory of others. Let us say with St. Paul, for if I still pleased men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Christ is trying to get us to change our thinking. And Christ presents us with the Lord's Prayer today. It was the only prayer that he left us. And the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And what he said is so inviting and so loving. There could have been no sweeter words that the Lord gave us. And I'm not going to talk about the whole prayer, just the first couple lines. Of course, in this gospel, it talks about fasting. Fasting without anyone noticing. And it says, when you fast, not if you fast. Assuming that everyone fasts. And when you give alms, not if you give alms, or if you have a chance to give alms. No, when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. No one should know. And traditionally in the Gospels, of course, especially the Gospel of Matthew, which is written to the Jews, you always find certain words repeated over and over and over again to stress some certain points. There are three words that were repeated often in this Gospel. Reward. Pray. And Father. Keeps on saying your Father and our Father and Father and Father and Father, and you hear Father over and over again. And he's trying to drive home a point. You see, when he wrote this gospel, I'm sorry, when Christ was preaching this message, they were still unredeemed sinners he was talking to. So to call God Father, that was a big thing. That was a big step to think that I can call God Father, guilty in my sins, unredeemed, unwashed. He's saying, I have a new message for you. I have a new message for you. Now, this is a prayer that has been prayed for the last 2,000 years, probably nonstop all across the globe since Christ taught it. And I think it's so important for us to understand the sacredness of this prayer. And it's something that just in routine you repeat it and you say it fast and every once in a while you think about it. But let us understand what he's saying. What a priceless gift that he allows us to call him Father. What a great love that he's saying, he's inviting us into a personal, intimate love. It's the love relationship of a father to children. You mean we can be children of God? You mean we can be the little sons and the little daughters of the Most High God? At this time, when people thought of God, they thought of the Creator, the Omnipotent, God, the in all its meaning. And here he's saying, when you pray, say Our Father. Say Our Father. And he's trying to say that we are receiving a divine sonship, and he's adopting us, and we are becoming his own. And when you pray, Our Father, you have to know what you're being invited to. He says, when you pray this, I want you to be in your secret room. Go to the inner room. Go to the quiet place. Go to the place where it is just you and the Lord. Go to the place where it is you and Him in the inner chamber. And in the Song of Songs, repeatedly it talks about going into the King's chamber. Now we all know no one can go into the King's chamber. It's like having the keys to the Oval Office. No one can go into the Oval Office unless you have a personal relationship with the owner of that office. And he's saying, I want an intimate, private relationship with you. But he says, when you pray, pray Our Father. He's inviting us to feel like we are one big family, and to always, when we come before the Lord, to remember our brothers. And in this season in which we have these three practices that Christ is telling us to do, to fast and to give alms and to pray, they go hand in hand, and we do it all together as one body. And if one person isn't doing it, something's missing. We're not doing it as a family. Every family likes to have certain events together, and they like to do things together. Christmas, you have to be together. Thanksgiving, you have to be together. Christ is saying, when you come into my presence, I want you to feel that you are part of a family. In 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about being part of the body of Christ, with Christ as the head, that I cannot live without my brother, and I cannot survive without my brother. And if one part of the body suffers, we all suffer. We have to have this mind. And Christ is trying to direct them towards that reward, the heavenly reward. He's saying, if people know that you're giving alms, you're seeking a temporal reward, it's not that special. Seek the heavenly reward. In this 55 days, I pray that we fix our eyes on that heavenly reward. This is a season in which we enter into intimate fellowship and communion and unity with our Father. And again, by inviting us to this Our Father relationship, that trust is there. He's saying, you can trust me. I'm a father. I'm not this far away, distant God. When you read in the book of Ezra, Ezra the scribe was leaving captivity in Babylon with many people and going back to Israel to build up Israel, a ruined, broken down Israel. And the king of Babylon, who has them captive, is giving them gold and silver and gifts to go back and to restore the temple. And they say that the gold that they gave him was about worth roughly around 20 million of today's dollars. And so they were going to be going, walking from Babylon to Jerusalem, no protection, bandits on the way, with 20 million dollars, without any armored cars or guns to protect them. And Ezra said, then I proclaimed a fast, because I had told the king that the hand of God is with those who seek him. So I was ashamed to ask the king for protection and guards when I believe in the hand of my God. I told him that the hand of my God is with those who seek him. It is with those who seek him for good. And he trusted, and he proclaimed this fast for the doubt that he had in him. Maybe there was a little doubt saying, maybe I don't have that trust, but I will not ask this king for protection because I told him that my God is there. How much more should we trust in the Lord when he tells us, call me Father. Call me Father. Enter into this trust relationship where you don't have to worry. Especially in this time here in America, during this financial crisis, where everybody is just holding on tight and doesn't know what's going to happen. What better thing that Christ could have told us than say, when you pray, when you call on me, call me Dad. I'm Dad around here. That's the warmest, most precious thing that he could have told us. Who art in heaven. Our home is heaven. Our place is heaven. In these 55 days, we need to align our thoughts with where our home is and where we're heading and what the end of this 55 days is. The open door. The open door into the kingdom. Let's get our minds focused on getting rid of the old nature and entering into this intimate relationship with the Lord. And then he says, hallowed be your name. To acknowledge God's holiness, we are saying that he is sacred. And in the old times, when people said something was sacred or holy, they said it was the most precious, the most valuable. It was of the greatest integrity. And hear what every day when we say, hallowed be your name, we are acknowledging his value. How precious is the Lord in your life? And I don't want it by words. Look at your life. We should all look at our lives and say, I want Rabbeinu to be the most precious thing. And I'm going to spend 55 days offering myself and killing myself because I just want him to know that he's so precious to me. And that he is holy. And when I acknowledge his holiness, what else is left other than to acknowledge my lack of holiness? Not to shy away from prayer, but as St. Paul tells us, yet while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for the people like me, the weak sinners. And when we say, hallowed be your name, and I acknowledge his amazing nature of holiness, I say, I need to align myself with that holiness. I need to bring myself back into that line of holiness. And the church knows. The church knows that we slip away from that walk of holiness and that intimate fellowship. So it brings us back. And Christ says, say, hallowed be your name. Recognize the holiness of God. By acknowledging his holiness, it's going to take the best efforts, the best hopes to be in that holiness. Of course, in acknowledging God's holiness, we come to the awareness of our own weakness again, and we realize how much he's done for us. And we surrender to him, and we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It's all about you, Lord, it's not about me. Christ is trying to get our minds away from it, everything being about me. And I'm fasting and I feel good about myself. And he says, don't be like the hypocrites. Those who are pretending. Those who are wearing masks. I feel like sometimes when we pray, we have a mask on to protect our image from those around us. And we don't want anyone to see the real me. The real weak me, the real sinful me. And then we have a mass before God. And we use big words. And we pray nice things. And we try to act as something that maybe we're not. And Christ is saying, you don't need to use big words. God knows who you are. He's your Father. He's your Father. Remove the mask before God. Stand as we once were in paradise, naked before God, clear before God, coming with the heart and the spirit of repentance. And then the mask to ourselves, where we forget who we are. Then we can say, thy kingdom come. Not the second coming kingdom. Many of the fathers, they talk about, of course, this is the meaning of asking Christ to come and his kingdom to come quickly, but not just the second coming, but the inner kingdom. I want the inner kingdom to come. I want Christ to be on this throne, the throne of the heart. And I want to prepare this throne for the one who I just called holy. So I have to prepare it. Let's take these 55 days and give it all we have to enter into a loving, intimate, pure relationship with the Lord, of giving it, it's a honeymoon period. It's just a honeymoon period of me and the Lord. And remembering my brother and my sister and those who are in need. Because that's how you know if Christ is the head of this body. The only way we can acknowledge whether Christ is the head of this body, if we are fulfilling this body of Christ, is to have the mind of Christ and the heart of Christ and the love of Christ. Thy will be done. Lord, let your will be done. It's no longer about me. Christ himself gave us the best example the week before he was going to be crucified. He began to say, my soul is troubled. He was anxious about the hour of crucifixion. And he said, should I ask the Father to deliver me from this hour? But he said, no, nevertheless, I came for this hour, that God would be glorified. Christ even himself said, it's not about me. This fast is not about you, but it's about him and his glory. When it's about you, yeah, I'm with you. It stinks. It's hard. No food. What are we going to cook? What are we going to eat? When are we going to eat? We have our minds in the wrong thing. But when it's about him, who cares? It's all about you, Lord. I want to give you the most precious thing, the sweetest thing, Lord, even if it's just myself. I pray that as we pray this holy liturgy, that as Abuna carries us to heaven, I pray that all of us don't worry about anyone around you. Come before the altar. Close your eyes. Just you and him. It's just about him. And I want us to make this statement. It's all about you, Lord. I put my trust in you, Father. I put my heart with you, Lord. Restore that relationship in these 55 days. It should be an exciting time to say, Ya Salam, it's time to get back with God again. His last maybe month when you become out of focus and we forgot our New Year's resolutions and all this stuff. I say, now it's time. Finally. Finally, a time that's just dedicated for Christ. Let's come to him with the right heart, before his altar, before his throne, and say it's all about you and not about me. And glory be to God forever. Amen.